Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. We're having an awesome time. Your guys, actually, our goal is to showcase and promote passions, dreams, visions, and, of course, purpose of other people to the world. We are our brothers and our sisters' people, and we need to realize that that's why we're here. We're not here for self-fulfillment, for self-claim, and to get accolades on our name in the front and the back. You know what I'm trying to say. But we actually are here to lift up the name of God. We need to realize that when we're in our purpose, we're actually helping someone else get in their purpose. And we're going to actually talk about today is what love, faith, loyalty got to do with it. How far are you willing to go? Okay? We know we have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He prays and intercedes for us on a daily basis to our Heavenly Father. And you know, we actually have an international woman of God here with us that actually, she's an author, she's a minister, she's an advocate for women. And you know, that's amazing. We need people to stand up for us. Because sometimes we don't know what to say and what not to say. But it's good to have someone that actually will speak up for you. And her name is Cassandra Baker Durham. She is just a fabulous lady. And actually, we was in the green room, I found out she's actually a fellow media personality. She has her radio show, so we're actually going to, of course, at the end, give her information. You may want to be a guest on her show. You know, of course, we're here to network and help other people, but we're going to bring her right on in. And Cassandra, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. Thank you so much for being here with us at Good Deeds.
I am absolutely honored. Thank you for having me.
Wow, we just going to dive right on in this. We, you know, God has really, he put these little, when I'm trying to sit down and say, well, what should I put as the name of the title? And I look at a lot of your material that you have worked on and God has put in your path. And I said, okay, he said, what love, faith, and loyalty. What, you know, we know the song back in the day. What love got to do with it. But we need to realize that we actually have to have love, faith, and we have to be loyal to our God. I mean, God has done so much for us. We should actually be honored to do what we need to do that we receive from the Word of God. But we're going to actually, if I left out anything, please forgive me. Tell us a little bit more about yourself that I didn't mention.
Certainly, thank you so much. I am a North Carolina native. Woohoo!
Not right.
And I am saved, sanctified, and got the Holy Ghost abiding down on the inside. I recently graduated, finished seminary school at Liberty University in a Master's of Arts in Christian Ministry. I started writing books. I wish I could say I was one of those people that's been writing since kindergarten or been writing all the life. I have not. I actually started writing some years ago, but I kind of wrote a journal. And then about 2 years ago, one of my friends came to me and said, you know, God told me to speak something to you, and I haven't slept in 2 days because I didn't know how you was going to receive it. I said, well, I mean, if God told you to tell me. And so she said, God said that you have some books within you. And I started laughing, you know, as we often do when someone tells us what God has said, especially when it is going to require us to do some extra work. And I can be really transparent about that. So I said, you know, I said, well, you know, that, you know, don't worry about it. If he'll confirm it, if that's something he wants me to do. And often in my neighborhood, I'm up at 5 a.m. walking around just talking to God and, you know, trying to get some exercise before I go to work. And I said, well, Lord, if you want me to write books, so what's the name of the first one? And he said, okay, Miss Smarty, your first book is gonna be a devotional book, and it's going to be Fully Persuaded, 30 Days of Encouragement in Times of Trouble. And I said, what? I thought you was going to say something, oh, you know, murder and death and destruction and redemption and love and loyalty and faith and all that stuff. He said, No, Miss Thing. It's going to be a devotional book. And I said, well, I don't know anything about a devotional. He said, you better take a look back over your life. And I said, okay. He said, no. You need to take a look back over your life. If you look at all the things that I have brought you out of, you are a living epistle. You are a living testament to my power. And so I sat down and started. About 5 years ago, I started writing stuff on Facebook. And it was just stuff between me and him, I thought. you know, how many of you have been praying and God speaks something to you and it just burned within you? And so I would feel led to share what he said to me. And on the days he didn't say nothing, I didn't say nothing. You know, it just kind of worked out that way. And so I started writing this first devotional, Fully Persuaded. And I had spent 5 years in trouble. It was one thing after another. One time I thought I was going to lose my mind in my storms. I mean, it just ranged from losing my house, my husband and I separated, bills was due, he had been in a really bad accident. I went through 5 years of being in the fire. And so I could live a life of being fully persuaded, because in that fire and in that burning off period, I learned more about God than I've ever read about him in the Bible. I learned just how real he could be in my life. I fully understood how he actually is in the battle with you. I clearly could see the Hebrew boys so much clearer being in the fire. And when they looked in, it was the Son of God was in there also. Because there were times he would have me walking in my neighborhood, stopping and praying in front of other people's house, and I was losing my house.
Wow.
There were times he would tell me to speak a word to somebody, and I was about to lose my mind. And I knew that it was only through his power. Because the Bible tells us, in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect. So we know that it's not in our power. And it took him, and it took that for me to be fully persuaded.
But you really think of talking to the choir. Now, I mean, that is amazing. I can attest to that, and I wrote that a little thing on Facebook today. Actually, I can see it now, as the little song said, why I went through what I did when my brother passed, with me losing my job, not once but twice, and people going in and out of my life, because you're there to help other people. But I commend you totally on that. But let's continue, because I thought you that was the beginning of the pie. if you will, you have so much other to share with us.
Absolutely. I am amazed, and I shouldn't be, but I'm amazed how when you go ahead and align your life with God's purpose for you, how things just click into place. My life, and 6 months of that book coming out, my life shifted totally. I started doing engagements, started doing a lot of workshops, because I am an advocate for women. In the job that I used to be at, because he's moved me from there too, I did a lot of self-esteem and self-worth workshops with women. And so he just transitioned that onto the spiritual side. So I started going different places doing this workshop called, my friends call it the trash bag. And what we do in that workshop is we start talking about what are those things that have kept you from progressing to where. What are those things that have kept you from walking in your divine calling with God? Whether it's childhood sexual abuse, whether it's being raised by your grandma and them instead of your mama and them, whether it's abandonment of just an unstable mind, what is it that's holding you back? And we work with them in that work. It lasts about 3 hours when we roll out the whole thing. And it's about realizing that God is with you. He knew all of those things that was going to happen to you. But we have to come to the full realization that God works all things to our good. Now, the devil did it. Sure enough, the devil did it. And as the young folks say, he tried it. He tried it. But God is the only one that can make it for our good. So in that workshop, we started talking about, what would you say to your 12-year-old self? How old were you when you first started being sexually abused? How old were you when these things started happening in your life? And we ask you to go back and speak to that child. What do you tell her? How does she survive? You know, and it's a cleansing process in that. And we write all that stuff out, and at the end of it, we have a mighty, mighty, mighty hot prayer meeting, and we throw that stuff in the trash, because they get a clean sheet. You know, when we come to Christ, we are made new. You know, so many of us have been held bound by the things of our past, but the devil is a liar. He can't keep putting shackles on you for things that Jesus has paid the price for.
That's all right. Amen. You saying it, girl. Amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, let me transition a little bit more into your other book that, you know, called The Summer of Wrath. That's
Summer of Wrath. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, this book right here, was so, this is my baby. This, you know, I tell people, and I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but I tell people, the devotionals, my two devotional books, Fully Persuaded, 30 Days of Encouragement in Times of Trouble, and Fully Constrained, What Faith Can Do, are my books for God. Fully, the Summer of Wrath, I feel like he let me write. He got tired of me begging him and pleading him to let me write something that I wanted to write. So I think he did that for me. Because out walking again, and I said, Lord, I want to write a good fiction novel. You know, I want to write, you know, because I'm such a reader. I think I read something like 213 books last year. I am a reader, and I love to read. And I said, God, if you call me to be a writer, can I write some fiction stuff? He said, yes, Miss Thing, you can write some Christian fiction. And I said, okay. So one night I was laying in the bed, and I said, okay, God, what we're going to do? He said, you're going to do a 7-book series on the 7 daily sins. And I said, all right. Hallelujah. And God was like, girl, if you don't sit down somewhere, you will not be starting this series off about lust. And so he spoke to me, The Summer of Wrath. And The Summer of Wrath is a style, the tagline for The Summer of Wrath is, it's a heart-thumping ride where love, loyalty, and faith collide. How far are you willing to go to save a loved one? How are you willing to cause harm to others? Are you willing to kill? Are you willing to die? Wilson stopped believing in God a long time ago. Devastated after his father is killed in the line of duty and tormented by the kidnapping of his baby sister, he unleashes a caustic and damaging wrath that will lead him down a path of darkness, destruction, and annihilation. The Summer of Wrath is a gritty and captivating look into the world of human trafficking and the depths of a brother's love. Wilson, and I love writing this story because while writing it, I kept asking myself, how far would you go? If somebody, first of all, he grew up in a nice Christian family. His father was a police officer. He was killed in the line of duty. So Wilson did what Christians do when they get mad at God. He left the church. I ain't never talking to God no more. How does he allow bad things happen to good people? I'm not going to go to the church. I'm not listening to the preacher. I'm gone. So that's what he did. But you fast forward some years later, his sister is involved in human trafficking. Little did I know human trafficking would blow up on the news like it has in the last year. And so his sister's involved in human trafficking, and he is a police officer himself. And in the process of trying to find his sister, he sets that city on fire. He literally will do anything to get her back. And in that process, he has to reconcile with God, because God is the only one that can help him to get her back. He doesn't have the resources that God has. God knows everything. And so Wilson, through this process, is actually shot and seriously injured. And he has to come to terms with God and get it right and get it together. And that's why the book is about where love, loyalty, and faith collide. Because he loved his sister. He was loyal to his family. But he lacked faith. He didn't have any faith in God. But by the time it's all over with, there is some redemption going on, and he's going to have all the faith in God, but he needs to get the job done. Wow. That is so powerful. And you point out some amazing things that we need to realize is we have to have a relationship with God for ourselves. We can't go by mama him and pooking him, as we say. You know, they actually introduced us to it, but we actually have to have that relationship with him, and people will see our light. And they'll ask you, why are you so happy? Why is this, that, and that? And you have the door open right then that you can share God's goodness. And because a lot of times in the past we've been taught, we beat people up with the Bible. Yes. We should show love first. And then he always going to have an opportunity that you can actually share more with the people. Because we know God is good. God is amazing. He does not want us to embarrass anybody, make anyone feel bad. And that's what sometimes that happened when we were throwing the scriptures at people, because they don't even know where that is in the Bible. And we don't need to condemn anybody, because there's not no condemnation. But you guys, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and, Mr. Sandra Baker-Durr, she's going to give us a little bit more about the project she's working on and how we can contact her, how we can buy her material, and how we can support her on the social media network. So we'll be right back, okay? And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Working on is As I Live and Breathe. It is the story of Natasha. Natasha was the young lady that was involved in the human trafficking. And so for me, I was done with the Summer of Wrath. I was moving on to the next book in the Seven Deadly Sins series, Envious Deceptions. And people just started inboxing me and sending me emails about Natasha, what happened? What happened? How is she? And I started responding with, you know, originally my response was, you know she's not real, right? You know, you know she's not a real person. And people began to say, we don't care. We want to know what happened. So I said, okay. And after about 6 months of that, I said, well, all right, you know, well, Lord, you know, are we going to revisit her? And we did. And her story is As I Live and Breathe. And it's about coming home after keeping your, she kept her faith through the process, but now she has to come home and try to live her life with all of these things that have happened to her. So it's a question of, do you stop believing and trusting in God because things have happened to you?
Mm. Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful. That is so powerful what you're saying, oh God. Mm.
And that's what happens a lot of times. It's unfortunate, but we'll start going through things and then we'll say, you know what, this whole faith thing is just not working out for me. When that's not the time to give up, that's the time to get in deeper.
Amen. And just, you know, before you give us your contact information, just expand a little bit more on that, because actually I have some people live here in Florida that's actually going through a bereavement here right now. That's why I'm actually in Florida. Some dear friends of me and my godson, he passed away. Just speak of, and I know many other people are actually going through that as well.
Well, all we have to do is go to the Bible. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Many are the afflictions. We don't get to choose our afflictions. We don't get to choose our hurt, our pain. We don't get to choose the things that we go through. Because if we would choose, if he would allow us to choose, then we wouldn't choose any of those things. But, you know, it is through those sufferings that we learn to endure. You know, we can be assured that God is with us in it. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never walks away from us, nor does he ever turn his back on us, you know. And so no matter what we're going through, God is with us through every test, every trial, every tribulation, every failure, every disappointment. Every time we were disillusioned with grief and heartache, God is with us, waiting to turn it around. But the Bible also says that he'll give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. But we have to make the exchange with him. So we have to cast all of our cares onto him, whatever they may be, and put on his garment of praise. You know, I have found in my moments of grief that I have to praise God. Because if I don't, there's some things you can go through, some painful periods, that you will literally feel like you're going to lose your mind. But that's the time you give God a high praise and a low praise.
Wow, that's when you don't say it there.
that's when we hold on, you know. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. I never thought that my daughter dying in a house fire over 20 years ago would be part of my ministry, but it is. I know what it feels like.
Mm.
And you absolutely have to hold on to his unchanging hand. Absolutely. It's going to take God to pull them through.
Yes, I agree. Amen. But please give us, we don't want to delay your, I know you're getting on your show here very shortly. Give us your contact information, how we can get your material, how we can book you for speaking engagements, and how we can support you on the social media networks.
Please feel free to email me at cassdurham2012@gmail.com. You can also Facebook me at Cassandra Baker Durham. You can also Facebook me on Cassandra Baker Durham Books. You can find my books on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. You can find them at my website, www.cassandrabakerdurham.net. Please reach out to me. You can hit me on Twitter at @CassDurham.
Wow, you're a powerful woman of God. Amen. But you know, I'm so glad that you said it. And actually, I had a light bulb experience as well going through this with the family, that the reason my brother passed 2 years ago, and I know why I had to go through that situation, because I was able to stand flat-footed, strong, to be able to intercede for them and be able to help them through the process. So as we always say, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. We say that as a cliche, but that is very true. When we go through situations, I'll be honest, like we said earlier, I used to be on the floor hollering and kicking and screaming, but with God's grace, I've become more mature in his word, and that's what we have to do. It is a process that you get to the point that you trust him and lean on him and don't worry about it. Just walk it out, as I always say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you. If anything you need us to do here at Good Deeds, please contact us. And I thank you so much. And also, please give us your information so we can actually, when we jump off this one, we can get actually on your radio show.
You can actually, the name of the radio show is Fully Persuaded. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can type in Fully Persuaded, or you can call in at 1-347-237-4999. I look forward to talking with you all.
Well, thank you so much. I know you got to run and get that, but we thank you so much for your good deeds. And again, as I say, God bless you, and anything you need from us, please contact us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Oh, thank you. We thank you so much. You know, guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We just thank you so much for always being there with us. I mean, again, if you have any events coming up or any advertising you want, of course, contact us at gooddeedslive.com. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and I have a personal Facebook account as Dr. Renee Sunday. We also have Good Deeds Radio and Television Show business page. You know, we need to just reach out and support each other, network with each other, and share other people's information. Don't just do all your information. I've heard the quote says that we actually need to do 80-20. 80% of promoting people and giving other people information on our Facebook and our different social media networks, and only about 20%. And, you know, I actually do more than that because I know whatever I do for someone else, God will take care of me. The goal is to support others and support people. And if you're in your purpose, you actually can launch someone else into their purpose. You know, God is so good. As Pastor Durham said, when we go through difficult situations, as I always say, you know my little motto is, don't stop, get it. We need to realize that we need to trust him. We need to believe him. And don't waver from that. And we need to walk it out. Walking out is not an easy process. You just take one day at a time. And whatever's going on right now, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that peace be with you. We decree and declare that all is well with your family, with every situation that's going on. And we're going to believe that and decree it in the name of Jesus. You know, it's done when we say it's in the name of Jesus. And we're going to say amen, okay? And we're going to believe and we're going to walk it out that it's already done. We have received his finished work. We just thank God for you guys being here with Good Deeds. You know, our mission, you know what our mission is to showcase and promote others' vision, their purpose in life, their passion, to showcase to the world. And we're going to leave out today with you know what my favorite song is. We're just going to listen to a little bit of that before we leave. But God bless you. And, of course, this is Good Deeds. And I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Goodbye.